And we are set to start the second half here from Harbor Beach, Michigan, with a score of the Pirates leading 20-0 over the Bearcats after two quarters of play, where it's pretty much been Harbor Beach domination. Ubley moving the ball in their last drive, but unfortunately resulted in an interception at the 2-yard line of Harbor Beach. But otherwise, Harbor Beach rushing attack is all they need.
Oh, so far Harbor Beach has had a lot of success running the football, and not just running the football out of the spread offense. They found a way where they spread Ubley out. Ubley has to respect the passing game. And Austin Seltz, especially including Shelkey, have found some daylight and getting past that stingy, tough line of scrimmage, D-line that Ubley presents. And once you've gotten past that and you give a guy like Austin Seltz with his speed and agility, he finds ways to make linebackers miss and defensive backs look even worse doing it. And he scored a couple times, and that's going to be the game plan for Harbor Beach in the second half.
So now Evan Blount kicks us off for Ubley, and it comes in at about the 30-yard line. And Mitch Hearn returns it out for about 8 yards. Stopped by number 47, Dominic Rosenthal. And Harbor Beach will take over from their own 37-yard line.
Yeah, very strategic there on the side of Ubley. Three deep guys back for Harbor Beach, one of them being Shelkey, one of them being Seltz, and one of them being Hearn. Pick your poison. They're going to steer away from Seltz, what he did to him in the first half, aim towards Mitch Hearn, and he goes straight ahead and actually gets hit very hard by Dominic Rosenthal.
Two wide each way. John Shelkey in the shotgun, Austin Seltz to his left with 11:53 left in the third quarter, 20-0 Harbor Beach. Snap is handed off to Austin Seltz. Gets out to the 40-yard line and falls forward out to the 42-yard line. Stopped by number 22, Anthony Sweeney. But not until after a 5-yard pickup, second and 5.
By far his shortest run of the day so far. And, again, going right to what we figured would happen. Two wide each direction. One guy in the backfield with Shelkey. That would be Seltz. And the quick handoff to him and let him run. Ubley tripping him up after a 5-yard gain.
Two wide to the right, one to the left. Two men in the backfield with Shelkey. He's going to keep this one for himself, going right through the middle. Breaks free of the first tackle, the line of scrimmage, and moves forward out to the 47-yard line. It's going to be close to a 5-yard pickup and very close to the first down marker, which is at the same yard line. And brought down by Logan Lemke, finally stopped, and he's playing guard tonight, 6'1" senior. And they're going to say he's shy of the first down by about a foot at the 47 of Harbor Beach's own territory, moving right to left across the radio. And now the officials want to measure this one.
I think this one's still short, Clark. I think they're just trying to find out how short for Coach Shelkey in that offense so they know what they want to run here. Similar offense there, three receivers spread out wide, two running backs in the backfield with Shelkey, and the ball snapped to him. The two running backs act as fullbacks, lead blockers, and Shelkey goes straight ahead trying to get that first down, and I believe he's going to come up just a hair short.
By about a foot, thanks to our timely chain gang out here, Ron Roberts, Jim Kaharchik, and that looks to be Mike Erdman on the far sideline there. Here in Harbor Beach, 10:52 left in the third. Harbor Beach with the ball on their first possession of the second half, facing a third and a foot to go from the 47-yard line. Coming out the T formation, Austin Seltz, your center. Shelkey is standing behind him, hands it off to Austin Seltz, who breaks free of two tackles.
Wow,
out to the 40-yard line, to the 35, to the 30, down to the 25, to the 20. He could go. He's down to the 10 and spins all the way down at the 7-yard line, finally stopped by Cole Mychik. Had to go all the way down. Holy cow, they needed a foot, and they got a little bit more. Just a few. They went from the 47-yard line all the way down to the 7-yard line.
Wow, and what a run. And again, it looked like a play where it was a good call just to the far side of your radio. Seltz coming from that back there behind the play. Goes to the high side of the radio. It looked like he had 2 yards. There was three or four Ubley defenders there and a juke left, and he takes off right, and nobody there to catch him but Cole Mychik.
And a 46-yard carry when all said and done. And Josh Shelkey comes around the left end untouched on the keeper, and he's in for the score. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. It's now 26-0 with 10:20 left in the third quarter.
And a little read option there out of that spread offense for Shelkey, and all he had to do was show the ball in Austin Seltz's arms, pull it back out. The defense collapses on Seltz, and Shelkey can sort of jog into the corner of the end zone. No one near him. Harbor Beach scores an easy touchdown and lining up for the two-point conversion.
Of course, that score was set up by Austin Salzman, a 46-yard carry, his sixth of the night and 149 yards. Josh Schelke goes to pass on the two-point conversion. It's complete to Mitch Hearn. So Mitch Hearn still on the two-point conversion. Makes it 28-0 with 10:20 left in the third quarter over Ubley on the WLAW Sports Network.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find every size of rifle, pistol, and shotgun ammunition in stock at the best price anywhere. Check out Moultrie game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie, Cuddyback, and more. Find a large selection of tree stands, binoculars, range finders, and knives. And Randy's now sells hunting and fishing licenses. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
Meanwhile, back in the ranch, Mitch Hearn's kick brought into the 22-yard line by Roman Welton. He gets out to about the 24, where he's stopped by Chris Keys on the kickoff. So it'll be first and 10 for the Ubley Bearcats from their own 24-yard line. 10:13 left here in the third quarter. T formation just inside of the right hash, moving left to right across the radio, are the white-clad uniformed Bearcats tonight. Evan Block, the backup quarterback for the remainder of the season here, has Jeffrey Wright out with injury. Under center, he hands it off to his third man. That is Roman Welton. He's out to the 30-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 6 yards. And at number 10, Josh Schelke. Number 7, Brandon Puff on the stop. But not until after a 6-yard gain for the Bearcats. So if this is any sign of what this drive is going to be, Ubley going to move the ball yet again.
And Roman Welton finding a way to hit the hole hard and quickly. He dives ahead for 5 or 6 quick yards untouched until that 6th yard. He's found some gaps in the defense Welton has. No one else, though, has had any success.
Working off the right hash. Another handoff through the right gap, and this one gets out to the 34-yard line.
Number 23,
Roman Welton with the carry yet again, close to the first down marker, but he's going to be shy about by a half a yard. 4-yard gain, third and definitely manageable, third and one for the Bearcats.
Yeah, so far, Ubley just going with the hot hand out of the wing tee, bringing Welton across the screen. Now left to right across your radio, Welton lines up on the far side and is the last man through, taking the carries to the near side of your radio and coming through and finding holes so far.
And on third and one, they hand it off to number 47, Dominic Rosenthal, and he gets the first down. Stopped by Jason Gaffney after a 2-yard gain. And I'm surprised they haven't used that approach much more. Dominic Rosenthal came through like an Abram tank and needed a yard, and they gave him 3.
Well, again, I like him on short yardage situations for sure. I'm not exactly sure why you haven't used him more. But the big thing is, Clark, he's an excellent blocker, lead blocker, a big body to help move some of them defensive linemen that Harbor Beach has on their arsenal.
28-0, Harbor Beach leads. Ubley with the ball from their own 35-yard line, first and 10. And a handoff to number 20. Derek Brown gets out to the 40-yard line for a 5-yard gain. Second and 5 coming up. Stopped by Chris Keys, the quarterback, coming alive here on the tackles in the second half. Chris Keys now with 7 tackles on the night, leading the Pirate defense. T formation in between the hash marks, right at the 40-yard line, left to right across the radio. 8:27 here left in the third. Trailing by 28 points, the Ugly Bearcats hand it off right through the middle, and Brandon Puff stops any forward progress from Anthony Sweeney, who went right through the middle gap. And Brandon Puff, he's small but mighty, came through and stopped that one.
Well, these linebackers and defensive backs are really starting to creep up and try to take out some of these running backs of Ugly. Ugly really mixing it up with Welton and Sweeney. Rosenthal had a couple carries. It's been a while since Derek Brown has had a carry, but it's going to be about that time for Coach Kaufman to dial up the play-action pass, because these Harbor Beach defenders, are really starting to cheat up and play the run every time.
T formation, third and three coming up, and it's going to be a keeper, Evan Block, and jumping out of his tackles are the 40-yard line. And they're going to say forward progress has stopped him at the 41-yard line for a loss of a yard. And you guessed it, Chris Keys came through with the heads-up play and the tackle for a loss of a yard. Brings up fourth down, four to go at the 40s, 41.
Oh, Chris Keys having himself a day on defense. He's got an interception and now leads the team by far with eight tackles so far with 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Eight tackles. He's on a pretty good pace so far.
Not bad at all. 7 minutes and 5 seconds to go. And appears that Ugly is going to have to punt this one away as they are from their own 41-yard line. Austin Seltz stands at his own 23-yard line. Josh Shelke contains the back pedal as well. Evan Block, he does the quarterback duties. He's on defense. He even does the punting and kicking duties. Yes, he even does windows.
He even sells peanuts at halftime.
He sells peanuts, and he'll even paint your porch on Sunday. And this punt goes out of bounds, and it bounced at the 40-yard line out of bounds. So more than likely, it's going to be about at the 45-yard line where the Pirates will take over with 6:41 left. They're going to actually mark him down at the 42-yard line. So Harbor Beach offense back on the field.
And Ugly absolutely punting towards the sidelines. Want nothing to do with Shelke and Seltz back there, a couple big-time playmakers. We've already witnessed last time we were here in this booth, Shelke take one 80 yards on a punt return, and we've already seen Seltz bust a couple long runs already today, averaging just under 25 yards per carry is Seltz in this game so far.
And it's a handoff around the left side. Brandon Puff out the left end, stopped by number 60, Logan Lemke, the senior, after about a 3-yard gain, brings up second and seven. 6:25 left here in the third. Harbor Beach 28, Ugly nothing.
Yeah, back to the spread offense for Harbor Beach there. He fakes to Seltz this time and gives it to number 7, Brandon Puff. A little change of pace back. A guy that runs very hard, hits hard on defense as well, trying to throw off this Ugly defense.
Spread formation, handoff to Austin Seltz, coming right through the middle and jumps back. And he gets out to about the 47-yard line. Stopped by also by number 47, Dominic Rosenthal, the sophomore. He's out for about 2 yards, third and five now for the Pirates from their own 47.
Same formation of Harbor Beach, three wide, two to the top of your radio, one to the near side. And instead of handing it to Puff, this time he goes back to Seltz up the middle, and a nice open field tackle there by number 47, Dominic Rosenthal. Seltz was trying to bust out another big one.
Third and five, and it's actually fumbled on the handoff, and Josh Shelke has to jump back on it at the 46-yard line. It's going to be about a gain of a loss of a yard on the play. And Harbor Beach just thankful that that was not a turnover. So the punt crew will come out for Harbor Beach probably only about the fourth time all season. Well, and they're going to punt this one away.
It's some miscommunication by two guys who've been doing very well tonight, Shelke and Seltz, and that's the only flaw with the read option is who takes the ball from the other guy. And in this case, Shelke wanted it back, and Seltz obviously wanted the ball as well, and the ball ended up on the turf, and heads-up play there by Shelke to recover it.
Mitch Hearn stands at his 31-yard line awaiting the punt. And a little bit of a floater out there, but he gets the punt away, and a beautiful punt all the way down. Bounces at the 18-yard line. They call for the fair catch, but it's actually muffed, and the ball is still loose, and Ugly is going to jump on it. Number 23, Roman Welton, jumps on it at the 2-foot line. A heck of a punt from Mitch Hearn. It was high enough. It had some hang time, but it had straight through this dead wind tonight here in Harbor Beach. They called for the fair catch. He muffed it, went straight through, and right when we know it, all of a sudden there's a scrum. Harbor Beach nearly picked it up. Austin Ginther was right there in the end zone. He couldn't hang on to it. and Roman Welton jumps on it to save the Bearcats.
By what they call, the fair catch was called, but the ball was actually on a line shot, and it come down ahead of the receiver for the Bearcats. He missed it, and the ball bounced by him towards the goal line. Austin Ginther, trying to stop it from going to the end zone, and after a scrum of Bearcats and Pirates touch the ball, it ends up getting downed at inside the one.
T formation, Ubley trying to get some breathing room here. They get out to about the 4-yard line. Brandon Puff on the tackle, number Roman Welton carrying that. Those two get to know each other very well here in the second half. After about a 2, maybe 3-yard gain, brings up 2nd and 7 from the 4-yard line. 4:15 left here in the third, 28-0 Harbor Beach.
And again, go back to the durable hot hand, Roman Welton. Give it to him and just get your 3 yards and get away from that goal line of your own end zone and push it out to about the 4-yard line. 2nd and 7 now upcoming for the Bearcat offense.
Coming out in the T formation, block is under center. Working off the right hash, far left of your radio, working to the right. There's a snap, hand off to the third option. That's number 47, Dominic Rosenthal, the fullback. No gain on that play, still at the 4-yard line. 74 on the tackle for Harbor Beach, Austin Ganther. Defensive tackle, 6'2", 210 senior, the core of that Harbor Beach defense up front. And brings up now a 3rd and 7.
Harbor Beach very comfortable running the wing T, which means they are very comfortable defending the wing T. And a lot of these Harbor Beach defenders right now are sticking to their gaps, sticking to their spots, and making tackles when that runner comes to them for short gains of 2 yards. Right now, Ubley doing nothing to try and confuse the Harbor Beach defense as they're ready for every wing T option they've thrown at them so far.
3rd and 7 here from the 4-yard line. It's a handoff through the left man, number 23, Roman Welton. He's getting nowhere. Maybe out to the 5 if they're lucky. And tackled again by Austin Ginther in that interior of that front line of the Harbor Beach defense. And so Ubley now facing a 4th down, 6 to go from their own 5-yard line.
Yeah, and this is a nightmare situation for the Bearcats. You're down by 4 scores, 4th and 6.
7 years ago, 4 scores
and
7 years ago?
That's correct. It's 4th and 6. And you're going to have to punt it out of the back of your own end zone. This is a nightmare situation. Let's see what happens.
As that's actually Jonathan Bisher doing the punting duties now. It bounces at the 26 and out to the 40-yard line, picked up by Josh Shelkey. He's to the 30, cuts to the far sideline. He's to the 25, still on his feet. The 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. He lunges for the pylon, and it's touchdown, Harbor Beach. Josh Shelkey lunges from the 4-yard line for that pylon. He finds himself in the end zone. It's now Harbor Beach 34, Ubley nothing after returning the punt 36 yards.
Wow, and actually Ubley gets off a great low punt that gets some topspin and rolls out towards the 35, 40-yard line. And that was Shelkey doing a nice job playing shortstop, picks up the ground ball, and cuts to the right side. Credit again the special teams for excellent blocking, but the last 10 yards was all Shelkey as he stiff-armed a guy, and as he was going down, just reached out, and with that length, he reached and knocked down the pylon. Touchdown on the special teams for Harbor Beach.
So Mitch Hearn out, trying to make this a 35-point game in a running clock situation. The extra point is up, and
wide
this one
left.
Is wide left, no good. So the clock remains as is at 2:07. Harbor Beach 34, Ubley 0 on the WLEW Sports Network.
Hey folks, RJ McGarrah here from Moore Motors in Caro. Moore Motors is the largest volume dealership in Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties for both Ram and Ford pickup trucks. Come in today to take advantage of our great truck deals like this. Save over $10,000 on the purchase of the best-selling truck for over 37 years in a row. That's right, save up to $10,289 on a brand new Ford F-150 XLT. If you want to save more on your truck and get more for your trade, come to Moore Motors in Caro and see RJ McGarrah today.
Four nothing. Harbor Beach leads with 2:07 left here in the third. A few birthdays we'd like to give a shout out to. Matt Rubel turns 35 tonight, the director of statistics for Harbor Beach football. Sue Shelkey, the wife of head coach Troy Shelkey, birthday this Tuesday. And also a happy 50th birthday, the big 5-0 for Jerry Wehner tonight. And also a happy 16th wedding anniversary to Jason and Vicky Puff. Jason Puff, of course, the assistant coach for the Harvey JV football program here in HB. Mitch Hearn's kick is beautiful, and it comes down at the 6-yard line. It's muffed, and it gets picked up by the one at the 1-yard line by Derek Brown. And he's still on his feet, and he gets out to about the 14-yard line, and he's tackled by Dalton Oakey. It's going to be a 13-yard return, but we do have a flag flying, and that lies at the laser lies. We had this discussion last year at the 10-yard line.
I'm not going to get into an English battle with you there either. I know a few people we can call if we need to find out.
I'm sure we'll find out soon enough. The power of technology. It's a block in the back against Ubley after a Derek Brown return. So it goes from the 15-yard line to even further back. This will be half the distance from the goal line. It should be from the spot of the foul. So this should put them at the 5. No, they're actually going from the end of the run. So they're going to put this from the 12-yard line.
7-yard line.
Seven-yard line. The numbers are jumping around the field here tonight. Minute 57 left in the third. 34-0 Harbor Beach. Working off the left hash are the Ubley Bearcats. And it's going to be a handoff right through the middle. And is stripped right at the end of the play after a 10-yard pickup. And it's going to be a turnover for the Ubley Bearcats. They cannot get a break. Derek Brown was your ball carrier. And he got stripped out of the end of the run at the 18-yard line. He would have had the first down. Chris Keys gets the recovery of that fumble, and now Harbor Beach knocking on the door yet again in Ubley's red zone.
Wow, and Chris Keys again having himself a day on defense, leading the team in tackles with 8 at this point, has picked off a pass and now scooped up a fumble for that defense. Very J.J. Watt-like tonight on his behalf.
And it's a handoff to Brandon Puff. Hits the line running, but he meets the defender by the name of Anthony Sweeney, and he stops him right in his tracks at the 16-yard line after a 3-yard gain, brings up 2nd down and 7.
And there's two guys that love to collide with one another. Man, those two hit each other hard, and we're still standing up after the collision.
Then they shook hands.
Yeah, right. And but just long enough for other Ubley defenders to come in and make the play, stopping Puff's momentum. He was the third option out of that wing T formation, and he hit the hole running hard.
Minute 15 left here in the third, 34-0. Harbor Beach with the ball after a fumble from Ubley. It's a handoff to number 20, Chris Keys. Tries to go around the right gap, and he gets out to about the 13-yard line. A gain of 3 and 4 progress has him stopped there.
Number 47
and 65. Dominic Rosenthal and Cole Mychek on that tackle.
Yeah, Shelke there fakes the pitch to Austin Seltz and hands it off quickly to the far side of your radio, and nothing really going there as the Ubley defense stops and forcing 3rd and 5 upcoming for Harbor Beach from about the 14-yard line.
T formation, Shelke. Hands us off. Actually going to keep it. Rolls to his left to pass.
Open.
He is wide open into the end zone. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Into the hands of Tyler Vollmering. They had everyone fooled, even up in the booth. And now Harbor Beach scores yet again. Score now is Harbor Beach 40. Ubley nothing. 27 seconds before the end of the third.
Great play action. Play call there from the wing tee. You run it twice very hard for minimal gains and throw that play action. And Shelke sells it the absolute best he possibly can. And Tyler Vollmering chips his defender and slips right on by him into the corner of the end zone. No one within 10 yards of him. Easy throw and catch from Shelke to Vollmering. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. The extra point on its way.
And Harbor Beach going for one here. Mitch Hearn on the field. Holding that is Chris Keys. Good snap. Kick is up. And this one is through the uprights. It's Harbor Beach 41, Ubley 0 with 24.8 seconds left. in the third quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
While sitting at your favorite high school or college game, how would you like to have remote access to your house, such as being able to turn up the heat, turn on the lights, unlock doors, snapshot video, and more? All remotely from your smartphone or any internet-connected device. Introducing LinkLight from Agra Valley Services, an affordable home monitoring and automation solution starting at just $19.95 a month. Stop into Agra Valley Services in downtown Pigeon, call 1-888-282-4932 or go to avci.net/linklife.
With 24.8 seconds left here in the third quarter, Harbor Beach tacks on another score and an extra point, making it 41-0. And if you hear Dave feeling a little depressed here in our media round table,
I'm okay, Dave Hansen.
The game's not over. It's far from over. But Dave Hansen picked a game score of 46-6 with a 40-point differential. Paul P. Adams, that's with a P, picked Harbor Beach 48-0. So if the score were to end right now, Paul Adams would take the victory.
What?
No, excuse me. Check your math there, buddy.
I was thinking that wrong.
It's closest, too. My apologies to that.
If it were to end this way, right. There's a whole other quarter yet, boys.
We'll see what happens here. Number 22's kick is brought in by number 22, and he gets all the way out to about the 34-yard line. We're going to mark him down there. That is Anthony Sweeney, tackled by, you guessed it, Chris Keys.
Austin Ginther not far away from that play as well. This Harbor Beach defense has been as impressive as advertised tonight, haven't they, Clark?
Yes, indeed. And also another score going on right now. With 6:58 left in the third quarter, Bad Axe leads 22-12 in the third quarter. At the end of the third quarter, it's Harbor Beach 41-0. Dr. Keith Messing's heading to the concession stands to get that hot dog. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
When it comes to farm or commercial grain handling equipment, DS Services, the little company in Cass City, is a giant in the industry. They design, sell, install, and service farm and commercial grain bins and dryers, material handling equipment, special purpose elevator setups, and more. With more than 22 grain equipment brands on their supply list and close to three decades of experience under their belt, DS Services has the resources to handle your grain handling and storage needs at highly competitive prices. For more information, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, 872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com. DS Services, providing farm and commercial grain storage and handling solutions all over Michigan from the heart of Michigan's thumb. DS Services, 989-872-3318.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Dominic Rosenthal with the carry to start on the first down here for the Ugly Bearcats, moving right to left across your radio. Brandon Puff on the tackle gets him out to the 37-yard line. A gain of 3, 2nd and 7 now with the running clock here in the fourth quarter.
You guessed it, Ugly. Back into the wing T offense. Dominic Rosenthal, that middle backer, takes the quick handoff right up the middle and pushes the pile ahead for 3 yards.
In case you're curious in that first half what the time of possession was, Ubley held the ball for 18 minutes and 41 seconds compared to Harbor Beach's 5:19.
Fumbled snap right there,
picked up by number 30, Evan Block. It's going to be a loss of two on the play, pushes him back down to a 3rd and 9 situation. Ubley cannot get a break going tonight.
Man, they've had every bad bounce they could possibly get tonight, and Harbor Beach hasn't missed a beat jumping at those opportunities.
3rd and 9 from the 35-yard line of Ubley territory. They started this drive at the 34.
And as for time of possession, I'm pretty sure that's one stat Coach Shelkey doesn't mind throwing out the window.
Well, you look at their scoring drives here in the first half. A minute 42, a minute 56, 9 seconds minute 14. And then they're returning punts. They're doing everything right. Third and nine, T formation for the Ubley Bearcats. And they're looking to pass. Rolling to his right is Evan Block, and he has to let this one go as Austin Ginther was in hot pursuit, and this one goes out of bounds. Jacob Finkel technically caught it, but it was about 8 yards out of bounds. And so the incomplete pass now brings up fourth down, nine to go from their own 35.
Yeah, perfect coverage there by Jacob Finkel as he was right there like a shadow following the offensive receiver. Nobody home and nobody open for Evan Block as he just throws it away.
So the running clock situation, 10 minutes remain here in the fourth, 41-0. Harbor Beach leading the Ubley Bearcats.
Bad Axe scores again in that Laker game. 22 for Bad Axe, 12 for Lakers.
Fourth and nine, the punt team comes out for the Bearcats. Nice looking punt. This comes down at the 36-yard line. And number 18 of Harbor Beach retreats like it's his job. Brad Killinger saw it coming bounce and he ran right away from it. And it comes down at the 22-23-yard line where Harbor Beach will take over on downs with 9:20 left in the fourth.
Well, if you're not going to catch it, Clark, you're absolutely trained to get out of the way. You don't want that thing to bounce into you and become a live ball and let the Ubley special teams get a chance to pounce on that ball and get good field position.
So Harbor Beach comes out, just trying to milk this clock for what it's worth with 9 minutes left here in the fourth with a 41-point lead. T formation working off the left hash. It's a handoff to Brandon Puff. Coming off of left tackle, he gets out to the 27-yard line. It's going to be a hard-fought gain of 4 yards. Brought down by Logan Lemke, number 60. 8:36 here. Left in the fourth, 41-0.
And Harbor Beach getting a few younger guys in, some looks for next year or possibly if an injury were to happen. And a nice run there for a tough 4 yards for the Harbor Beach offense, just running to the high side of your radio, trying to get as many yards as possible.
And we have a timeout called by Harbor Beach with 8:19 left in the fourth quarter. 41-0, Harbor Beach leads.
From the bathroom to the home office, a custom entertainment center, or a fabulous new kitchen, D&M Cabinet Shop has the experience and quality craftsmanship you deserve. They understand your expectations and deliver your dreams. Your home is important. Let D&M Cabinet Shop change dull to exciting. Call D&M Cabinet Shop at 989-479-9271. Check them out on the web at dnmcabinet.com or stop by the shop at 5230 Purdy Road near Ruth.
Big M exciting. Help us cheer on our team, the Ubley Bearcats. Go Bearcats!
Second and seven coming up here for the Harbor Beach Pirates. Josh Shelke hands this one off to the right side. And on the bottom of the pile is the number 22 jersey, Mitch Hearn on the carry. Gets out to the 30-yard line. Brought down by number 30, Evan Block. Also the quarterback. Third down, three to go. So it's a 4 yard gain.
Yeah, Mitchell Hearn with a short gain there. He runs to the near side of the field, around the right end. Tripped up there after a short gain, leaving a manageable third and four for the Harbor Beach offense.
T formation, Shelke under center. It's a pitch out to Mitch Hearn, this time around the right end. He's out to the 34-yard line and forced out of bounds, close to the 35, brought down by Roger Franzel, the 5'9", 155 senior.
A pitch play there by Harbor Beach to the near side of the field, and Hearn using the sideline to his advantage, knowing that it does not matter running clock situation as he uses every inch of it to get the first down, and a fresh set of downs now for Harbor Beach. 7 minutes in counting left in the fourth quarter.
First and 10, 7 minutes left here. Running clock situation as it's greater than 35 points, 41-0, Harbor Beach with the ball. And the lead handoff to Brandon Puff around the right end. He's to the 40 to the 45, still on his feet, and finally wrestled down at midfield by number 88, Jonathan Bisher. after a big run from Brandon Puff, now brings up a new set of downs from midfield.
Josh Shelke doing all sorts of fun things in the backfield there as he's fake handing it off to each and every running back, and the final one through to take the ball, Brandon Puff, with a head of steam to the far side of the field and finds an open area. Jonathan Bisher, last man to make the tackle, and does. Otherwise, Brandon Puff may have had an even bigger gain, possibly even a touchdown.
The line much larger than the 15-yard carry that it was. Working off the left hash, T formation. And Chris Keyes is actually now at quarterback. He does the windows definitely tonight. And he sheds a tackle from Dominic Rosenthal. I don't know how he did that. And he gets all the way down to the 45-yard line. Tackled by number 17 on the bottom of that pile, Freddie Palace. And it's going to be a 5-yard gain. Hard-fought 5 yards for Chris Keyes. Brings up 2nd and 5.
Rosenthal hit 1 yard deep in his backfield. And as he takes that hard hit, spins around and sort of takes his momentum forward and falls ahead for an easy, what he made look easy, 5 yards.
You could hear the tackle up here, and it makes you shiver.
Oh, yeah, the helmets clanging against each other.
2nd and 5, 2 wide each way. Chris Keyes at quarterback. Jacob Fingle to his right. There's the snap. Hands it off to Fingle right through the middle. And tackled by Brandon Sodro, who was actually lying down and somehow grabbed him through midair and brought him down for about a half a yard gain. We'll say yard gain, 3rd and 4.
Yeah, he went down to the ground, but he was in the perfect position as Finkle took the ball from the quarterback, Keyes, and that was right where the hole was supposed to be. So as he leaped over him, he just grabbed his feet and pulled him to the ground for a short gain.
4:50 now left here in the fourth, running clock, 3rd and 4. Harbor Beach taking their grand old time with a 41-point lead. 2 wide to the left. That's number 18 and 34. Brad Killinger, Tyler Vollmering. 2 wide to the right, Brandon Puff and Dalton Oakey, the 6'7" senior. Hands off to keeper for Chris Keyes, and he's going to be wrestled down at the 43. Brought down by number 47, Dominic Rosenthal. Whipped him down to the ground after a 2-yard gain, maybe a yard. He's out to the 43 now. Brings up 4th and 3 for the Pirates. 4:12 left in the fourth.
And Rosenthal sniffed out the quarterback keeper there by Keyes and went right after him and did make a nice tackle, whipping him to the ground like a rag doll. 4th down and a short three, coming up for Harbor Beach.
And they're going for it. Chris Keyes in the T formation, working off the right hash, left to right across your radio. Hands off to Brandon Puff, and he is tripped up at the line of scrimmage by number 67, Sawyer Messing, the senior. No gain. Excuse me, number 57. That makes a little more sense. Brandon Sodro, the 5'8 junior. So let's say Sawyer Messing was injured.
Yes, right.
Yeah. Amazing job with that tackle. 3:30 left here in the fourth. 41-0. So Obli has their first stop on the night and gets the ball back in their own territory at the 42.
Yeah, and a great heads-up play there. It makes a stop for minimal yardage as they blew up the middle right where Harbor Beach had intended to run their play.
It's a handoff right through the middle. He's out for the running. He's out to the 40-yard line and finally stopped at the 39-yard line. That's number 20, Derek Brown. Finally gets out for a big run from the 42-yard line in their own territory. 8 to midfield, checking another 12. He's got a 20-yard gain. And first down for the Bearcats.
And Derek Brown with just 15 yards rushing on the day before that run.
Brandon Puff on that tackle brings up a T formation now in between the hash marks of the Harbor Beach 38-yard line. It's a handoff right through the middle down to the 35. Bottom of that pile, yet again, Derek Brown, and tackled yet again by Brandon Puff. Gains, I'd say about 4 yards. I'm feeling generous. And brings up 2nd and 6, now 2:15 left here in the fourth.
Yeah, right out of the wing tee, right back to Derek Brown after the big run, right up the middle again. Instead of 20, he gets 4 this time.
So T formation. Block hands it off right through the middle. He's out for the running. It hits a brick wall. Brick and mortar stands at the 23-yard line. Roman Welton. Roman Welton was stopped by Mitch Hearn. Roman Welton weighs in at 145 pounds. Mitch Hearn, number 22, at 166. And he stopped him right in his tracks, but not after until a first down. First and 10 from the 23. And it's a handoff up the gut out to about the 21-yard line. Number 20, Derek Brown on the carry. Number 52, Kevin Mazur getting in the action of the defense for Harbor Beach with 90 seconds remain in the fourth quarter. 41-0 Harbor Beach.
Kevin Mazur gets his first tackle of the evening there, stopping Derek Brown on a very short gain at meeting him at the line of scrimmage.
Second and 8. It's a handoff to Roman Welton right through the middle. He's down to the 5-yard line and almost broke free of a tackle at the 3-yard line. Finally stopped as a last-ditch effort by Travis Hanson. No relation. There actually is relation, maybe.
Very close relation.
And he's brought down to the 3-yard line and Ubley on the verge of scoring here. 48 seconds left. Little action here at the end of the game. And that should have been a false start. None called, and we have a touchdown, Ubley. Couldn't even see who carried that one. I was more number 23.
Roman Welton
with the Roman touchdown from 3 yards out. Puts Ubley on the board, 41-6 with 37 seconds left.
Yeah, nice run there by Roman Welton. It sure did look like the left side of the line stood up before that ball was moving, but the officials say no. Roman Welton finds and powers his way into the end zone, caps off a nice night by Roman Welton with a touchdown run of his own, putting Ubley on the scoreboard with 37 seconds left to go in the ballgame.
So, going for two, block under center. And it's another keeper actually for block. He tries to come around the right end, and nothing going there as number 81 leads the tackling, Jason Gaffke for Harbor Beach, and then about four more tackles followed that. So it's 41-6. Harbor Beach with a 35-point lead with 37 seconds left.
Times are tough. Sometimes it's hard to earn even a buck.
Hey, mister, you want to buy some lemonade?
Scram! Nice try, kid. If it's that hard to make a quick buck, how hard must it be to make a quick 50 bucks?
All right, we're going to infiltrate here, here, and here, and the diamond will be ours.
Or maybe.
So you're sure you want to sell your kidneys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Or you could simply refer a friend to Thumb Cellular. That's right, at Thumb Cellular, it pays to refer a friend. When your friend switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50 off your next bill, and your friend will get $50 off too. That's $50 for you and $50 for a friend you refer to Thumb Cellular. See Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply. That's Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. You love Thumb
Cellular! The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are now available at Thumb Cellular.
And the kick comes into the 15-yard line to Austin Sells, still on his feet at the 25, and finally brought down at the 28-yard line with 29 seconds left here. 35-point differential, so the clock will continue to run here, and more than likely, Harbor Beach will just let this one run out. Number 60, Logan Lemke on the stop there on special teams for Ubley with 15 seconds left. And they are indeed just going to let this one run out.
They won't even have to run a play, Clark.
Now
we're
going to run a play here, and we have reached our final score. Harbor Beach with a 35-point victory, 41-6 over their rival, the Ubley Bearcats. And Harbor Beach advances to 7-0. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. We'll have your post-game show right after this.
It's Chevy Truck Month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring. Drive to the shore and save more on a new 2014 or 2015 Chevy truck.
This is Jay Maynard. Just here to let you know we have another great lease on a 2014 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 LT. It's got leather, straight-in bed liner, 20-inch wheels, all-terrain tires, auto temperature, dual zone air, heated seats, trailer brake, custom sport package, power seat, rear camera, Bose system. $439 a month for everyone. $397 per month for GM employees and family members. Come see me, Jay Maynard, and let's make a deal.
Find your new truck and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
Your number one Ubly Bearcat sports fans, Auto Owners Insurance and the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about it. Ask me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Bill Lukowski, about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and I can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Get started today. Call me at 810-376-4710. Our office is located at 3473 Main Street in downtown Deckerville.
Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Do you remember last winter and your incredibly costly heating bill? This winter is predicted to be the same or even worse. Hi, this is Matt Revert. Block your high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your own backyard to save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Right now, save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. See how much you can save by switching to geothermal. Visit waterfurnace.com/switch to try your free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
Final score from Harbor Beach, Michigan. Harbor Beach 41, Ubly 6. A 35-point victory for the Pirates advances them to 7-0 on the year. Ubly now falls to 2-5 with two games remaining, completely taking them out of playoff contention. Dave Hansen, why don't you pick us up from halftime where it was 20-0 Harbor Beach and how we got to this final score of 41-6.
20-0. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there
that
we
was
go.
A halftime right. score here.
We're back.
I had to read my stats here correctly. Here, Shelke with a touchdown run after a big Celt's run of 46 yards setting up the score from Schelke. Two-point conversion pass to Hearn was good. 28-0, Harbor Beach leads. Still in the third quarter, Schelke takes a 36-yard punt return to the house. The Mitchell Hearn kick was wide left. No good. 34-0, Harbor Beach leads. And before the third quarter was over, Tyler Vollmering catches a touchdown pass from Schelke. The Mitchell extra point was good. 41-0, end of the third quarter. And with 37 seconds left to go in the ball game, Roman Welton finds the end zone from 3 yards away. The two-point conversion run was no good, and that would be your final. 41-6, Harbor Beach, the victors.
As far as your stats go here on the night, first let's go through time of possession. In the first half, Ubley had time of possession 18-41 to 5-19. That's strictly because Harbor Beach was scoring in bunches very quickly. In the second half, though, with that running clock situation, it was a little bit of a closer battle. Harbor Beach with 11-53 versus Ubley 12-07. But then all of a sudden, so the final time of possession was 30-48 Ubley, Harbor Beach 17-12. And we have an update here, 30-18 Bad Axe now over Lakers, 10 minutes left in the game. Two Laker players are down, it appears. We're going to have to confirm that information for you. 30-18, 10-12 now remain. Hatchets on a Tommy Morneau run on that last touchdown. So Bad Axe leading on the road by 12 over conference foe, divisional foe, Lakers on homecoming, and that game decides the Greater Thumb West.
Yeah, and Bad Axe fighting for a playoff spot. Two easier, I say easier, carefully, games ahead of them. They play Vassar, and then we'll turn around and play these Ubley Bearcats to finish the season off. So, obviously, Lakers, their toughest competition, but two not easy games. But if they get Lakers, that sure makes their odds a lot better to make the playoffs this season.
As far as the team stats should go here tonight, well, let's start with the Ubley Bearcats. 45 plays of rushing for 150 yards, 5 plays passing for 13 yards, so 50 plays of offense for 163 yards, 6 returns on special teams for 61 yards, so 56 plays, all-purpose yardage of 224 yards. The Ubley Bearcat rushing attack was led by Roman Welton in the 23 jersey with 16 carries and 89 yards and one touchdown, the lone touchdown tonight for the Bearcats. Derek Brown, 11 carries, 41 yards. Anthony Sweeney, 7 carries, 25 yards. And Dominic Rosenthal, 3 carries for 6 yards. And Evan Block, 8 carries for negative 11 and 1 fumble, of course, being the quarterback caught in the backfield quite a number of times. Passing the ball, Evan Block was 2 for 5 for 13 yards and 1 interception. Receiving the ball, Roman Welton, 1 for 2 for 4 yards. And Jonathan Bisher, 1 for 1 for 9 yards. Special teams, Roman Welton, 3 returns for 19 yards. Derek Brown, 1 return for 22 yards. And the freshman, Anthony Sweeney, 2 returns for 20 yards. Evan Block had 5 punts of the night for 119 yards total, averaging 23.8 yards a punt. None inside the 20. And one penalty, Block in the back against Ubley, which put them half the distance to the goal line. For Ubley's defense, 27 tackles, 1 for a loss, no interceptions, no forced fumbles or recovered fumbles, and one penalty for 5 yards. Leading the defensive tackling was Logan Lemke, 5 tackles and 1 tackle for a loss, for a total of 6. That tackle for a loss was for 5 yards. Dominic Rosenthal had 4 tackles, Scott Shepard and Cole Mychek each with 3, then Freddie Pallas, Anthony Sweeney, Brandon Sodro, and Roger Franzel and Daniel Rakowski each with 2, and Evan Block and Derek Brown each with a tackle apiece. And it was offsides, that penalty, in the first half. On the flip side, the Harbor Beach Pirates, 30 plays rushing the ball for 253 yards, my apologies there, and 3 plays of passing the ball for 14 yards, so a total of 33 plays of offense for 267 yards on the night, 4 returns on special teams for 67 yards, so all-purpose 37 plays, 334 all-purpose yardage, and 1 penalty on offense for 10 yards. Austin Seltz, 2 touchdowns on the night off of 7 carries and 151 yards. His average on the night was 21.5 yards per carry. The Austin Seltz man is speedy out there. Brandon Puff, 6 carries, 27 yards. Josh Schelke, the quarterback, 9 carries, 52 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Mitch Hearn, 4 carries for 14 yards. And Chris Keys, 3 carries for 8 yards. And Jacob Finkel, 1 carry for a yard. Josh Schelke was 1 for 3 in passing for 14 yards and a score into the hands of Tyler Vollmering and Chris Keys was over 2 in receiving overthrown both times. Austin Seltz with 1 return for 13 yards. Mitch Hearn, 1 return for 8 yards. And Josh Shelkey returned 2 for 46 yards and 1 for a touchdown, a 36-yard punt return for the score. Mitch Hearn only had to punt once tonight, and it was for 52 yards, which pinned Ubley back on their 1-yard line on the night inside the 20. And the only penalty on Harbor Beach's offense was a block in the back for 10 yards. Defensively, 47 tackles, 1 tackle for a loss, no sacks, 1 interception, 2 recovered fumbles, and 1 penalty for the Harbor Beach defense. Leading the tackling, Chris Keys, number 20, with 10 tackles, as well as a tackle for a loss of a yard. Brandon Puff, 9 tackles on the night. Preston Livingston, 6 tackles. Mitch Hearn with 4. Tyler Vollmer with 2, as well as Adam Swart. Josh Shelkey chipped in 4 tackles, as well as Mitch Hearn, Kevin Mazur, Jacob Finkel, Austin Seltz, Travis Hansen, Dalton Oki, and Jason Gaffke, each with a tackle as well. Chris Keys with a lone tackle for a loss of the night. Interception, Chris Keys for 1 yard. Forced fumbles, 1-2. Brandon Puff and Josh Shelkey, and also Brandon Puff recovered one, and Chris Keys recovered the other. And the legal procedure is the only penalty technically on defense to start this game as the kickoff went out of bounds. Dave Hansen, your thoughts on this?
Well, as I believe it was one of our tweeters, I believe it was Miss Vollmer who tweeted us there that the Harbor Beach was going to win in all 3 phases of the game, and I believe she nailed it best. I don't think anybody can say it any better. The special teams returned a punt for a touchdown. The defense picked off 1 pass. Chris Keys especially recovered a fumble as well, and 2 fumbles total on the game, so they forced 3 turnovers on the day, and Ubley special teams had 1 chanked punt, 1 punt go over their head for a big loss, setting up a Harbor Beach touchdown, and obviously the offense put up plenty of points to go around 260 yards on the ground for Harbor Beach with a running clock for the entire fourth quarter and part of the third quarter, so they had everything clicking on all cylinders.
An update from the Bad Axe Lakers game with 8:45 left in the game. Lakers scores. 2-point conversion is good. Makes it now 30-26. Bad Axe clinging to a 4-point lead right
now. Wow, what a ball game.
8:45 left in that game. We'll keep you updated as we find out here. But really, when it came down to it, when you look at the offense between Ubley and Harbor Beach had 253 yards rushing the ball. Ubley had 150. That might be the largest number Harbor Beach has given up all season long, aside of the Sandusky game, who came out and forced the ball right down their throats the entire game. But Ubley was moving the ball, but the breaks just were not going their way.
And early in the game, Evan Block completed his first 2 passing attempts. He was 0 for 3 after those first 2 completions. So even when they needed a short pass play to sort of take the edge off of the running game, to back that Harbor Beach defense up a little bit, he did complete his first 2 passes of the game. So they kind of had some things going. They didn't really have the big play in their arsenal, but they never do. They just push you and push you and push you and try to get first downs on 3 and 4 downs every time and try and keep that ground game going to win the field position battle, and Ubley just couldn't do that. The punter didn't help him out at all either. And your 2 gems tonight for Harbor Beach, Clark, one on offense had to be Austin Seltz tonight. 7 carries, 150 some yards of offense. He averaged just over 20 yards per carry. Had a heck of a ball game tonight. And on defense, what can you say about Chris Keys?
Wow.
He even come in and ran the quarterback position for a while. he caught a pass on offense. He was doing everything.
He does tonight. Second story windows.
Oh, my, he does it all. He had himself a whale of a ball game tonight, picking off a pass, recovering a fumble. He was doing everything.
And when you look at it, with Devin Lemanski not being able to play tonight under a 1-game suspension violating team rules, Harbor Beach stepped up to the plate, filled that void very well. Chris Keys steps up to the plate. You also see some big tackles, I mean, all the way through. And when it came down to it, Harbor Beach stopped Ubley when they needed to. They let a touchdown go in the latter portions of that game. Now they've given up 24 total points through 7 games on the season.
I think you can credit the coaching staff a lot for that, Clark, because you didn't even notice. Not saying that Devin Lemanski is not an impact player, because he is. He plays the middle linebacker position as good as anybody does in this area. But you took him out of that defense, and you plugged in some other guys, and they didn't miss a beat. Tyler Vollmering, Jacob Finkel, a couple of these guys got some big-time downs, played today, and they didn't miss a beat. They played as hard as anybody else has, and it just goes to show you that they were prepared. They were comfortable with the defense that was running. They've got into a lot of games, and they didn't miss anything. They played great.
Harbor Beach now Their average on defense went up to 3.43 on the season per game.
That's disappointing.
I'm most impressed with it. I just did long division to figure that out, even with the remainder. So I'm quite impressed with
it. I'm sure you got a math teacher out there somewhere listening.
I've got a few. Let's see here. Let's go through them. Sue Sorensen.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yep.
Steve Lynn. Martha Wright. Mrs. Wright. I can't think of
Linda
her first
Wright.
Name. Linda Wright. There. Sorry. Excuse me on that. So, I mean, anyway, but back to this game here. 41-6, Harbor Beach with a 35-point victory. I was talking with the coaching staff this week in Harbor Beach about this, and we'll talk about this more on Sunday, but Harbor Beach kind of reminds me of the 2012 New Lothrop when you're looking at their schedule, not giving up very many points on the season, and then Harbor Beach came and blasted New Lothrop at New Lothrop. Is Harbor Beach playing enough competition that they might get upset in early in the playoffs?
I don't think they will get upset because they are well coached. They play excellent defense. I think those are two things that keep them in games, I believe. But like I said, there's a couple things that do bother me, though. You're right. They are not battle-tested like we'd like them to be. We'd like them to play some teams that forces them to struggle and forces them to play four hard quarters of football. And the other thing, Clark, is we know from watching some of them playoff teams, if you're one-dimensional and all you can do is run the football, eventually somebody's going to force you to throw. And right now, not saying that Shelkey can't do it, but he was 0-for-2 tonight, did not complete a pass. I know they didn't need to, but there's going to be days where they're going to have to. And if you can't throw on Ubley's defense, how are you going to throw on Muskegon Catholic Central's defense or Beale City's defense, et cetera?
And let's take a look here at the Ubley roster. I mean, it's impressive what they are doing here. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sophomores on this squad right now, 1 freshman. And the seniors, basically the line is the seniors' makeup. But when you're looking at every key, quote-unquote, athlete position, it's all underclassmen making the plays here. Things have to be going Ubley's way. Even though it's a down year here, I still have faith that the future of this program is in good hands.
Oh, I do think it is. And starting with Dave Kaufman, as he was on the squad when Bill Sweeney was the coach, you know, so he has experience there. But looking at some of these underclassmen, offensive linemen, defensive linemen, guys like Daniel Rutkowski, guys like Roman Welton, who had an excellent game tonight in a losing effort. Evan Block, he plays a little bit of everywhere. Obviously, an athlete can, if you can just plug him in at quarterback with no experience.
Sure, why not? Yeah.
You know, and so there's some guys out there that you haven't seen. Obviously, guys you didn't see tonight, Jeffrey Wright, some playmakers like that. But they are going to miss some big-time names. Guys have been doing it on the line for a couple of years now. Logan Lemke, they're going to miss guys like him. Jonathan Bisher, we called his name multiple times tonight. But again, the future is bright. All their tailbacks will be back next year. Derek Brown, Anthony Sweeney, Roman Welton. Evan Block, what do they do with him next year when Jeffrey Wright's healthy? They're going to have some playmakers on offense. Maybe they could start to spread the ball out a little bit and maybe run some spread offense of their own or some I formations where they spread it out a little bit and test Jeffrey Wright through the air to try and get that defense, like Harbor Beach was tonight, out of the box. They had 10, 11 guys in the box all night long, just baiting Ubley to throw it, and obviously with a backup quarterback, couldn't do it.
So before we look ahead to next year, let's take a look at the next 2 weeks here for the Ubley Bearcats. As they continue this two-game road trip, they are at Brown City next week. Dave, Brown City down this year, I really think this would be a good game with Ubley. As long as that third dimension goes their way, they potentially could win this one.
Well, and hopefully they don't need the third dimension. They can play a little bit stronger on offense. We know their defense is solid. I actually like Ubley in that game, even though it's on the road. I would think I would like their favoritism in that game and then their final game of the year at home against the Bad Axe Hatchets. And at the beginning of the year, I'd have said that was a coin toss. Right now, you got to like Bad Axe in that game. So Ubley will have their hands full at home with a Hatchets team that's playing very well, looking for 5 wins in a row tonight.
And, of course, like Dave said, the last week 9, Ubley hosts the Bad Axe Hatchets, who are currently hanging on to a 4-point lead over the Lakers some way mid through the fourth quarter. Final score, Cass City takes out Reese. Cass City 18, Reese 6 in that one. And Deckerville takes out North Huron 62-0. Let's take a look now at the Harbor Beach schedule. They are on the road at Marlette next week and then home against USA in week 9.
Marlette will provide a little minor challenge, little hiccup for them, especially being on the road. Marlette, a decent team, but USA in a complete and total throw everything out and restart year for them will be a landslide victory for Harbor Beach walking into the playoffs. So you're right, Clark, not a whole lot of things going on there. Really, really could have used a team like Lakers in that last spot. But again, if Bad Axe handles Lakers, you know, would that have been a game for them either? Hard to say. But a very experienced team like Lakers would have been a good battle for them, or somebody out of the area would have been an even better battle for them. But, hey, we've seen Harbor Beach. We've seen what they can do in the playoffs. They do strive in pressure situations. So I'm not too worried about them just yet.
And, of course, looking at Bad Axe's schedule here, they're against Lakers tonight. That game's still going on. Bad Axe leading by four right now. But then they have Vassar at home against Bad Axe. And then Bad Axe at Ubley in week 9.
And they only need one of those two to secure a home field or secure a playoff spot, as long as they finish their business in the fourth quarter over there in Laker country tonight.
So it should be pretty interesting. Unfortunately, next week for this WLive Sports crew, just when we get back into rhythm, we have next week off, as Kurt Damro will be back with 8-man football. I do believe they're covering Owen Gage in Caseville, if I do recall. I have to check that schedule. But we will be back week 9 as the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers take on Beale City, the powerhouse perennial in Division 8. Beale City and Lakers take to the field in Saginaw Valley State University's stadium on Friday night of week 9 of the season at 7 p.m. Coverage will start right on, say, about 6:10, 6:15 p.m. on that one. As we get closer, of course, more details. Of course, listen in on Sunday to The Strong Side. Dave Hansen, Paul Adams, and I, yours truly, will break down all of this week's games, with a great one going on right now on the west side, Bad Axe and Lakers. Check our Twitter feed as that one comes down to the very bitter end on the west side. But from here, Harbor Beach takes out Ubley 41-6, and was pretty much a rout. So Dave Hansen, final thoughts from week number 7.
A game that we figured would go just the way we thought it would. Harbor Beach would lead. Actually, it was just the way I thought it would. I knew Ubley would have 6 points there. I know Paul Adams is out there listening, but I'll be ready for him again next week now that I got the media roundtable lead on him by 1 week. So, but again, a game that went a way that was somewhat predictable. Harbor Beach, a very, very good ball team in every aspect of the football game, whether it be offense, defense, special teams. You can nitpick them all you want. They are very good. And the Ubley team, again, not bad. A lot of injuries. They got a lot of good things going on. Just got to get everybody healthy, put it together, and they will be ready to go in the future.
And, of course, taking a look at that media roundtable, Dave Hansen secures the victory. Dave Hansen had 40 points. Mike Meisner had 21 points. And Paul Adams had Harbor Beach with 48 points. The differential, 35 points. Las Vegas had the spread at 34.5. So just like they know what they're doing out there, I guess.
Yes, they do.
So, on behalf of the entire WLAW Sports broadcast crew, I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. Dave Hansen in game analysis for WLAW Sports. Doing the numbers, that's the director of sports information, Doug Cole, doing a great job. You can see all of his stats in the Huron Daily Tribune's weekend edition. And our director of social media and media relations, Kayla Carson. Check us out on Twitter at WLAW Sports. We will be back week number 9 with the Lakers versus Beale City matchup. But in the meantime, listen to The Strong Side this Sunday at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1. My name is Clark Ramsey. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. Until we meet again, so long and safe journeys.